The best team in the conference doesn't need any help winning games, but the Guelph Storm was more than happy to oblige Sunday at the Sleeman Center. Turnovers, misplays and bad decisions all played key roles in a 5-1 loss to the Flint Firebirds. I don't have a lot of word for tonight. It was bad from the get-go, first shift, said Storm coach George Burnett, and it didn't get much better after that. The mistakes started before most of the 3,362 in attendance had settled into their seats. A shot off the post ricocheted off the end boards, came right back and hit Storm goaltender Jacob Oster before sliding into the crease where Dmitry Kuzmin poked it into the empty net with just 12 seconds having ticked off the clock. 7 minutes later, Storm defenseman Cam Allen airmailed one up the middle of his own zone that was picked off and deposited in the Storm net. Before the period was over, the Storm found out the perils of having a forward play the point on the power play when Matt Poitras lunged at the Flint forward breaking out of his zone. The end result was a 2-on-1 break and a shorthanded goal for a 3-0 lead. A goal by Valentin Zugin made it 3-1 early in the second. That goal and a spirited fight between Guelph's Luca Profaca and Flint's Brennan Othman seemed to boost the home side, who dominated much of the play in the middle period. But an inability to find a way past Luke Cavallin in the Firebirds' net and a power play that failed to produce on a full 4-minute advantage meant there would be no comeback. We had a little push in the second period and with our power play probably could have got something to make it a little tighter and maybe tied it up. But we didn't work near hard enough and didn't win any battles. We got what we deserved, Burnett said. Two in the third period iced the win for Flint. We just looked like a depleted group right now and I'm a little concerned as to why, Burnett said. We turned the tables a bit after a tough stretch of a week or 10 games where we lost a few, but it doesn't look like a hungry team here. We don't have a whole lot of time to figure it out. After a stretch that saw it win 4 out of 5 games, Guelph has now lost 4 out of its last 5 games. It's tough, but we'll find our way eventually and get through it, said rookie forward Ryan Maguire. The play of Maguire has been one of the few bright spots of late. The 18-year-old third-round draft pick in 2020 has 4 goals in his past 10 games and is playing with a lot of confidence. I've been feeling more confident, getting more ice time. Getting more ice time throughout the game, Maguire said Sunday. But it doesn't really matter when we lose. We've gotta get the wins. Maguire said the fact he got lots of game action early in the season splitting time with the Junior B Hamilton Kilty Bees helped his development. He had 9 goals and 12 assists in 18 games the Kilty Bees before transferring his full attention to his Storm duties. It helped get my confidence up, getting some points, he said. Maguire said speed and physicality are the biggest differences between Junior B and the OL. Bigger ice and it's way faster and more physical. Braden Guy missed his 3rd consecutive game for the Storm with a lower body injury. Guelph plays in Owen Sound Monday night, then is on the road this weekend for games in Sarnia Friday and Flint Saturday. Next home game is March 14 against Erie.